Paul Black, editor of the Anik Crier, joins us in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, Paul is here to talk about the SAFE scheme, which has been launched recently. Many people will have seen the advertising for the scheme in the Anik Crier or around town, but for the benefit of those who haven't, what exactly is Peel to Save?
Peel to Save is basically a really interesting fundraising tool. It's been going for a few years in the States, and this summer was brought across the UK, and there's a number of similar Peel to Save groups around the country, but we're doing this area in North Northumberland between Amble up to Berwick, and we started with Anik.
So what was it about the state of Anik business, I suppose, or the need for fundraising, that thought, actually, this is exactly the scheme that we need?
There's a few things about it. The first thing, when Jackie and I, my wife, who is the real editor of the Anik Crier, we looked at it, and basically it's a scheme that, it's a very simple idea. It's a card that's made of cardboard with peelable labels. There are 64 peelable labels on it. Folds up to the size of a credit card, so it fits into your wallet or your handbag. And basically, each of these little peelable labels have a special offer, which is donated by one of the local businesses. Mm-hmm. So the idea is they provide all kinds of offers. So I've got to say that virtually every business I spoke to in Anik straight away said, yeah, we're in for it.
Great.
So we've got a whole range of offers from meals, food and drink, through to tyres, through to PC checks.
Because you're giving these companies free advertising, I think it's only fair that we can mention a few of them. So give us a rough idea of what we can get.
Well, what we were told by the Americans from their experience is that the card costs £10 for people to buy. And of that £10, £5 goes immediately to the charity that they buy it from. So in this case, if anybody buys it from Lionheart Radio, £5 goes straight into Lionheart Radio's coffers.
Yeah.
So those of you who are listening, get out there, get ready on Saturday, get your tenner ready. In fact, get another few tenners for your auntie, your uncle, your granny, and the woman next door, because half of that instantly goes to Lionheart Radio.
And it's only charities or not-for-profit organisations that can sell this, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got the local businesses are all saying, look, we'd love to have some more custom, and to that effect, we're happy to give a discount. So going back to your question, people like Blackshaw's Garage, they've got two offers. One is 20% off all tyres. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the first people who purchased one of these Peel to Save cards paid their tenner, gave a fiver to their charity, then they went down and they bought their tyres, and he saved, I think it was £28 immediately. So he was straight away £18 in profit.
Yeah.
And he still had 63 labels left to go spending. The thing about the local businesses is that most of them are places like, for example, the Cook and Barker, the White Swan, Blackmore's, Mason's Arms, and the Horseshoes up in Renington. So most of the kind of places that people regularly use, we've got places like Bailey's in town, the Strawberry Lounge. If you're an Indian fan, there's the Bengal Cottage at Shoe Bottle. Mm-hmm. All got deals from sort of 10% off, 20% off, depending on where you go and get them. So if you think about the value of that, if you, for example, go to the White Swan for a meal one evening, they'll give you 20% off their a la carte menu on a three-course meal. So if you've got a family celebration and there's four of you there, that's some serious discount you can get.
And we should say that these offers are specific to Peel to Save. You can't get them anywhere else.
Yep, that's true. And so the whole idea is it's local businesses saying, look, well, we're happy to have the business. We'd rather have 80% of something rather than 100% of nothing. So it makes sense for them. In terms of the kind of the local good causes, whether it's a radio or a local charity who's raising money for medical or kind of social reasons, it's fantastic because they're not sort of asking for a donation as such. They've got something of real value to sell. We reckon there's about £300 worth of value on the card.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a stocking filler for a tenner, You'll put this in, and whoever gets it has got up to 300 quid of savings for the next year. And that's the other thing, is they last for 12 months. So the ones on the current card are all in place till the end of August 2012.
Great.
And as each new reprint comes, we'll be extending the date so that you don't have to go out and spend about the end of the month. The other great thing is, unlike a number of vouchers and offers that people get, I don't know about you, but our fridge at home is covered with fridge magnets and vouchers that we've got from supermarkets that are always in the wrong place when I'm in the supermarket. Mm. And by the time I remember to take it off the fridge, it was 3 weeks ago. So it's kind of... the great thing about PeelSafe is actually it fits in the wallet, fits in your purse, so you carry it around wherever you are. So it's handy.
Exactly. So in terms of... Because, like you say, half of the proceeds of the sale of each car will go directly to, in this case, Lionheart Radio. What sort of community impact do you see the cards having? I mean, are you quite ambitious about the change that it could bring in terms of business?
I think we are ambitious. I mean, what we've set ourselves a target is to try and generate £25,000 for local good causes in this first year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. We've got to sell 5,000 cards to residents and/or visitors over the next 12 months, and the impact of that isn't just the money that goes to the good causes. It represents local businesses getting people in through the door. So whether they're tourists who are getting a great deal on a meal out, which they would have had to buy anyhow, or whether it's local people who are getting discount off the tyres, or they're going to Alncom, have got a great deal where they'll do you a free PC health check on your computer, which normally costs 50 quid. And I know it costs 50 quid because when I was in talking to them, somebody actually went in and paid that amount of money. So it's a no-brainer for me. If you've got a sick PC, get yourself down to the marketplace on Saturday, buy your Peel to Save card, and then take your PC into Alncom and get it looked at.
Well, that brings us on very nicely to my last question, which is, if people are hearing about this thinking it's a complete no-brainer, I'm getting all these deals for the cost of 3 or 4 pints of beer, how is it that people can get them in, Annick?
The easiest way is, at the moment, get yourself down to the market on a Saturday and get it from Lionheart Radio. There are a number of other good causes that we're in conversations with, and it may be that your church or your football club or your theatre company or whatever may have them, but at the moment, the one that I can tell you can get it is Saturday with Lionheart Radio, or alternatively, ring them up here. I don't think anybody will be upset if you want to throw a tenner at them for one of these cards.
Absolutely, and the number is 01665 602299 to get straight through to the Lionheart office. Well, thank you very much, Paul, for coming in and talking about Peel to Save, and we really appreciate your time.
Right, pleasure. Thanks very much.